WTAW news time is 5 minutes after six. It's 69 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Grimes County Sheriff has gone to Facebook to post his reaction to another Texas sheriff initiating a no-hug policy due to the outbreak of sexual harassment issues around the country.
Don Sewell says they'll never have a no-hug policy because he's not going to disappoint his mother. Sewell also says here in Grimes County, chivalry is not dead, and we tip our hats to the ladies, we open doors for them, and we hug unless the recipient prefers a handshake, which is sometimes the case. As of last night, Sewell's post has been shared more than 100 times. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
College Station police are looking for three black men accused of stealing a cell phone at the Enclave Apartments on Holloman Drive last night around 9. According to CSPD, the victim was walking through the courtyard area when the suspects approached him. They also tried to take his backpack while punching him, but he was able to hold on to it before they fled the scene. In San Marcos, a police officer was shot and killed yesterday while trying to serve a warrant.
Ken Copeland is the first San Marcos police officer to be killed in the line of duty. So no, we're not accustomed to this.
Police Chief Chase Stapp says the 58-year-old Copeland was on his day off when he was shot several times. The officer was wearing body armor. The suspect who was shot is expected to survive. Nearly 5,000 people watched and or listened to Congressman Bill Flores' second town hall meeting, which was directed to constituents in Brazos and other southern counties in the 17th district. Last night, for more than an hour, most of the questions Flores fielded was about federal tax reform. A retired teacher who also received Social Security asked Flores about eliminating the so-called windfall elimination provision that reduces Social Security benefits. Flores said that's not in either the House or Senate plan, but he and Kevin Brady are working to make that happen.
In the Senate tax bill, they passed a provision that eliminates the individual mandate for Obamacare. That saves about $330 billion or makes that much extra revenue available under tax reform. So when we look at the House bill, that's $338 billion that we can use to do things like deal with the windfall elimination provision.
Flores says money saved by eliminating the individual health insurance mandate could also go towards keeping the graduate student tuition deduction and a couple of other unidentified things. Less economic growth in rural areas and dwindling opportunities for graduating veterinarians serving ranchers has a Texas A&M professor calling on Congress to pay off student loan debt.
That actually gives $25,000 of loan repayment to a qualified applicant that has for 3 years, so $75,000.
Dr. Dan Posey says rural vets are also the front line in identifying and stopping diseases like anthrax. No one participating in yesterday's special meeting of the A&M System Board of Regents made any comments about hiring Jimbo Fisher, but Chancellor John Sharp joined the region's chairman in landing the new president of Prairie View A&M, Ruth Simmons, following 11 years at the Ivy League's Brown University.
She has brought, Mr. Chairman, great prestige to Prairie View all around the country, and we are very proud to have someone of his caliber at any of our universities.
Simmons and Fisher were hired on 8-0 votes following an 11-minute executive session. WTAW news time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 69 degrees. You can call or text us this morning. That number is 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Is your house ready for company this Christmas? Gilmore Electric Express can help. They'll take care of electrical issues you've been putting off, like changing out light fixtures, repairing that guest room plug that doesn't work, and even moving that kitchen outlet to a more useful location. Gilmore Electric Express is your go-to home electrician with guaranteed on-time service and upfront pricing on every job. Your holidays can be merry and bright with Aggie-owned and operated Gilmore Electric Express. Call 979-77-LIGHT or go to gilmoreelectricexpress.com.
If you want the guide to the who, what, when, and where for the upcoming year in Bryan College Station, look no further than the Brazos Life Annual Manual. Whether you're planning a dinner or night out on the town with friends or want to learn about new business ventures in BCS, Brazos Life is the guide for locals new and old. To advertise in the 2018 Brazos Life Annual Manual, call Dale Hendry with Bryan Broadcasting at 695-9595. That's 695-9595.
This year, Blue Baker and Brian Broadcasting are asking you to add someone you've never met to your Christmas list. You can help provide gifts for local children and special needs adults with our annual Christmas Angels Drive. Little paper angels with Christmas gift wishes are hanging on the Christmas trees at all three Blue Baker restaurants in College Station. Choose your angel, shop for the gifts, then return the wrapped gifts to the trees at Blue Baker. The last day to drop off angel gifts is Wednesday, December 13th. Thank you for helping make a Merry Christmas for a Christmas angel.
Good morning, about 6:11, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Cloudy and breezy today, a morning high of 70. Watch for showers and storms later today ahead of a cold front. That front will push temperatures down later on. Scattered showers, breezy, cooler overnight, 40 to 45. Cloudy and cool tomorrow with the chance for a stray shower. Highs are only going to be 45 to 50 tomorrow afternoon. Clouds may be a shower tomorrow night, 35 to 40. Partly to mostly cloudy during the day on Thursday, highs 55 to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. We'll move over. John Wayne, there's a new sheriff in town.
I think everything is here. It's an exciting time to be at Texas A&M, and I'm extremely proud to be your coach.
That's Jimbo Fisher, introduced as the new head football coach at Texas A&M yesterday. We'll talk all things Jimbo coming up in sports, as well as Aggie men's hoops is all the way up to number 7 in the new men's AP poll. They'll be taking on Arizona tonight. Hear a little bit from big man Tyler Davis on the matchup against the Wildcats, and touching on some NBA hoops. All that more coming up in sports.
So there you are. So Chelsea, check your temperature now.
Okay.
Because it's not.
It's not 69 anymore?
No, it's not.
Oh, mine still says it.
Well, it's
cooling
not.
On down.
Yeah, because as I was walking in.
Really?
Okay. I stopped at the grocery-torium on the way in, and it was probably 69 when I went in, and it already switched when
already
I came out.
On down.
Wow.
So, I knew it would be dropping.
It's like it's following you.
Yep. So
I've got one that says 65.
Yep.
But my official website, unless it's just not reloading correctly.
Yeah.
I don't know. At Easterwood, it says 69.
And north winds at 22 miles an hour.
Whoa.
Yeah. So there you go. Now let's check our good friends in Hearn. We'll see how things are going
up
in
north.
Hearn. 54 in Hearn with light rain.
Here it comes. Those Yankees. Here it comes.
Winds out of the north at 14, gusting to 21.
Yeah.
So just saying. So it's make sure you got your little ones all wrapped up.
Well, those Northerners up there in Hearn, they know how to deal with.
Yeah,
this,
they do. That's exactly right. So the United States Customs and Border Protection Office of Field Operations. An agricultural specialist working in El Paso have seized 23 rolls of Mexican bologna.
Ooh, that Mexican bologna, let me tell you.
Well, apparently it's 227 pounds worth. It says here the bologna is a prohibited product because
really?
It's made from pork that has the potential for introducing foreign animal diseases.
Ooh, yeah.
Well, look, first of all, it's bologna, okay?
Yeah.
And you're pretty much taking your chances anyhow.
Anyway.
That's the reason you cook it, so you can kill whatever happens to be in there that maybe ought not to be. And kind of same thing's true with hot dogs, too, just saying.
True.
But nonetheless. So, I don't know, you know, I've been to the delicatessen there at the local grocery-toriums before, and I don't know that I've ever seen Mexican bologna.
No, can't say that I have either.
Isn't it weird, though, that everybody's, like, favorite water is from Mexico?
You know,
Topo Chico or whatever it's called?
It's very unusual. I mean, it's more unusual than you can imagine, because how many of us have been there and wished that, you know.
You didn't drink the water.
Yeah, so anyhow.
By the way, I was on a mission trip, believe it or not. We went to Laredo. Actually,
wow! If you do that, you miss all the good spots.
Yeah, I know. Well, this was. There you go. We were there. I don't. Several years ago. This was back before it got really bad. I went to Laredo, but even in Laredo, you could not drink the tap water.
Really?
And we had some people who decided they would, and Montezuma's Revenge came back with a vengeance.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
And it was bad. It was a long ride back home.
Well, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We had one guy. He was kind of an idiot anyways, but he was playing basketball with some of the local folks, and they had a water hose, and the local folks were like, man, I'm thirsty. And so they just stuck their head in the water hose.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, I'll go ahead and do that, too.
Yeah.
And that's not that's
And y'all
not
were
smart.
Probably like in a van, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't in there with him, thank goodness.
Yeah, I'm just saying. So, and, you know, probably people had to stop at various and different times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just saying. Okay. 22-year-old New York man and an 81-year-old Florida woman.
Oh, this sounds fun.
Have struck up a friendship by playing words
with
friends. Exactly.
Yes, I saw this story.
Okay. A guy who's a rapper named Spencer, age 22, flew to West Palm Beach on Friday to spend time with Roz, 81, the woman who became a close friend despite the differences.
Yes,
through the
yes.
game, words with friends.
Yeah.
He said he and Roz were randomly paired by the game, and they went on to play more than 300 games together.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they've got pictures up
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah. They're like hugging Twitter. And smiling. Yeah. And yeah, it's really cool.
It's like the new version of Pen Pals.
Well, I guess that's probably right. The account's expressing joy at the unusual friendship and the story that includes the official account of words with friends. We can't get enough of this. It is amazing. Thank you for sharing your story. But just the whole idea, besides the age difference.
Right.
I mean, the life experience of a rapper in Harlem, and I don't know, Roz may have lived in New York at some point.
Yeah,
but, you know, when you're playing words with friends, I mean, culture, education, there are a whole lot of different things come into play when it comes
to
that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I still can't believe an 81-year-old knows how to use a cell phone and do words with friends.
Cricket. I'm just saying, isn't that the one with the really big numbers?
Oh. I don't even know. Info.
Mation. Yeah. It's not the cricket, it's the...
What is it?
It's the jitterbug.
Jitterbug.
Yeah. Pretty sure you can't download an app on a jitterbug.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a phone that has, you know, the punch numbers
gotcha.
Are like 4 inches by 4 inches.
Okay. So I think Roz was using a regular phone.
Obviously, Chelsea doesn't watch as much TV Land as we do.
No.
Hi, this is Dennis Kabetska from Interstate Batteries, where we know batteries. It's all we do. If you have a battery that's giving you trouble, bring it to the experts. We can troubleshoot batteries in everything from cars and trucks to boats, RVs, and farm equipment, too. Our guys will perform a free battery check to determine if you really need a battery or if there's another issue that might need attention. We're not going to sell you something you don't need. When you have a battery question, come see us at Interstate Batteries, 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan, or give us a call to find a dealer near you. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Think of the things that unite us. Round here, football, family, lending a hand to a neighbor in need. Because when we're united, we're stronger, better, and can get more done. That's why Sioux Falls Prater and Brazos Valley are uniting. This November, we'll be United Ag and Turf. This means bigger selection, more availability, and great deals on John Deere tractors. Right now, get special savings and low financing on John Deere compact tractors. Brazos Valley and Sioux Falls Prater will be United Ag and Turf, united with you and your land.
Is your house ready for company this Christmas? Gilmore Electric Express can help. They'll take care of electrical issues you've been putting off, like changing out light fixtures, repairing that guest room plug that doesn't work, and even moving that kitchen outlet to a more useful location. Gilmore Electric Express is your go-to home electrician with guaranteed on-time service and upfront pricing on every job. Your holidays can be merry and bright with Aggie-owned and operated Gilmore Electric Express. Call 979-77-LIGHT or go to GilmoreElectricExpress.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Talking about the jitterbug. I don't know what we were watching last night, and so some commercial comes on for a cell phone that's like $15 a month or something
okay.
with no contract. And my wife says, how can they do that? So, because it was on TiVo, I went back and paused it.
Uh-huh.
And you get 50 megs a month, you know, for your data.
Oh, yeah. Like nothing.
she said, I guess that means no pictures. I said, yeah, probably means no text either.
No, it's just so grandma can catch up with the grandkids.
That's right. Yeah, because the grandkids always answer when grandma calls.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's got like a catchy tune, does it not?
It very well. Good.
Well, I might have to find.
But I'm just, you know, and that brings up the whole deal now. The situation where parents send their little bundles of joy, their little snowflakes, off to college
mm-hmm.
where they've spent a whole lot of money. And my thought is that their kids don't communicate with them quite as much as they might have when they lived in the same house. Like, how many parents have you talked to who text their children who don't answer them?
Right.
4 days.
Yeah.
But, you know, if they happens to be that person they met at that party last week, well, you know, within 2 seconds, they texted them
yeah,
back.
That's my brother, 100%.
But that's it. So that whole thing, about they never write, they never call. No, they don't, because after all, that especially that's the parents we start factoring in the grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so, definitely. I know. I'm telling you, my grandma learned how to email, and she knows that that's sometimes the best way to get a hold of me.
Yeah, because the text thing, I mean, yeah, you got your phone with you, but stuff happens.
Really? You don't answer your grandmother's text?
If she texted me, I would.
Chelsea.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
She doesn't do it. She's listening right now.
Yeah.
Oh. So let's not go too far on that. All right.
Sorry, Grandma.
All right, so here we go. It's day 339. We got 26 left, and the year is toast. And that means you got 20 shopping days until Christmas.
Oh, man.
That's crazy.
20 shopping days. Have y'all done any of that at all?
Yes, actually, a little bit this weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did some for my Christmas angel.
Oh.
I haven't done any for the fam.
That
yet.
Was nice. Yeah.
That was good. Well, yeah, you get a better selection there, too. And then,
and you know, for some of us with family out of state, you really have to get it done even sooner.
Yep.
Because then you have to either ship it or mail it or, you know, however you're going to get it out there.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Got it. It's World Soil Day today.
Okay.
Oh, there
soil's
you go.
Cared for the soil.
Yep,
yeah,
that's true.
Like having that. Bathtub Party Day.
Bathtub Party.
Don't know what that means.
Maybe a solo party.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. It's not like
light
Hallmark,
a candle.
Yeah, Hallmark doesn't have a card for that.
My bathtub's not big enough.
Yeah, for that to work.
And I don't have a plug, so I have to put like a plastic cup over it in order for it to hold water.
Ah, there you are.
Makes it very, very difficult.
And that's today's edition of Life with Zach.
Okay.
International Ninja Day. So
ooh,
if you want to
take
your nunchucks with you and go have a big time.
Perfect.
Yeah. It's a trick shot day. Well, you have nunchucks?
What?
Talking to Chelsea or
no,
me?
No, I'm talking to you. You have
no
nunchucks?
I don't have nunchucks.
Oh, okay. All right, okay.
You think I just sit in my dojo at home just practicing? Case?
Not obviously, you're not in a bathtub.
Well, no, I'm not.
All right, it's World Trick Shot Day.
All right,
there you
Dude
go.
Perfect. Yeah. There, it should be just like National Dude Perfect
That's
Day.
That's it. First Tuesday in December is World Trick Shot Day.
Okay.
So we're hoping that Harlem Globetrotters started it, but yeah, you're right. You know, Dude Perfect guys do come up with some pretty unusual things.
All right,
got some birthdays that they are.
Frankie Muniz is turning 32 today.
Hey,
Malcolm
hey.
In the Middle superstar.
Okay.
By the way, he also had a couple of strokes when he was on Dancing with the Stars.
Dude, what?
Like many strokes.
Really?
But he finished in second place. This was back in 2012.
What? How old is he?
32.
Wow.
And apparently his girlfriend, like, writes stuff down, like a journal, what they do that day, because he has memory loss.
Oh, interesting.
So
wow.
That's kind of sad, but also kind of sweet. Carrie Hulson is turning 35, R&B singer who did Knock You Down with Kanye and Neo.
I need Carrie to come out with some new music.
Yeah. They won a Soul Train Music Award for best collaboration.
She was great.
So there you go. Jessica Pare is turning 37. I'm a fan. She's Secretary Don Draper's. She's Don Draper's secretary. They end up getting married. She's also on CBS's SEAL team.
Okay.
Nick Stahl's turning 38. Played John Connor in Terminator 3.
Right.
He's had some off the screen issues, personal issues. Okay. Amy Acker's turning 41. Played Caitlin Strucker on The Gifted. It was also on Angel and Root on Person of Interest.
Okay.
Gary Allen, one of my favorite artists, is turning 50 today.
This is right where I need to be.
He's almost kind of rock. I mean, he's halfway in between country and rock. So
he does the airplane song, right?
Yeah, I'm just sitting out here watching airplanes.
Yeah.
Johnny Resnick is turning 52. Goo Goo Dolls.
I won't say anything at all. So why don't you smile?
So a lot of good music today.
Yeah, nice.
Jack Russell is turning 57.
Love those terriers.
Yeah, there you go. He's a great white singer. Now, he had some pyrotechnics at a concert, killed 99
what?
Fans and his own guitarist.
Killed?
What?
Killed.
99.
Yeah.
When?
It doesn't say. Whoa. I can find out.
Oh, my. Hold you on. Can't just drop that bomb without any details, because I've never heard of that.
I'll find
that's
it.
That's a
and we'll
lot
get,
of people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Get
I,
back
I,
to it.
Okay. All right.
So,
my gosh.
Anyways.
All right, we'll go back to that.
Brian Backer is turning 61.
Okay.
He played Mark Rat Ratner in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan Brittany turning 66. Catherine Wentworth on the original Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Messina. Turning 70, Loggins and Messina,
right.
For those of you who remember that one.
Yep.
Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll.
That was
there you go. Kenny Loggins, the other half of that duo.
Uh-huh.
Jose Carreras turning 71.
He's one of the tenors.
Yeah, he's the thinnest of the three. So
he's the livest of the two.
Yeah.
You know, all right.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Okay. And Little Richard is turning 85 today.
Good golly, Miss Molly.
So there you go. That'd That's all her. I got for birthdays.
Well, that probably would be enough. Okay, so you're going to look up this thing about
yes,
this guy. All right,
yes,
well,
I will
all
look
right,
it up.
Very good.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So on Friday, ABC News' Brian Ross enthusiastically reported that Lieutenant General Michael Flynn was prepared to testify against Donald Trump. And Flynn, according to Ross, said that Trump ordered him to contact the Russians during the 2016 campaign. Well, one problem with the report. It was dead wrong. An embarrassing and rare move, Ross clarified the story and said his source said the president asked Flynn to contact Russia during the campaign. He's now clarifying that statement, saying candidate Trump asked him during the campaign to find ways to repair relations with Russia and other hotspots. Then after the election, big distinction, the president-elect told him to contact Russia on other issues, including working together to fight ISIS. Yes, another example of destroy Trump fake news at its finest.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, Uber recently announced a breach of 57 million passengers and drivers' information. Now be among the millions, like me, who trust their identity protection to LifeLock.com. Now, LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect if your personal information is being used by thieves for a range of threats to your identity, from your info appearing on the dark web, payday loans in your name, or any number of other threats that are out there. Now, if there's a problem, well, one of their identity restoration agents will work to fix it for you. They know the steps to take, the calls to make to resolve problems as quickly as possible. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor every transaction of every business, but LifeLock is by far the best at helping people come out on the bright side of any identity theft issue, and they've done this for over a decade. Now, to join, it's only $9.99. Go to LifeLock.com or just call 1-800-LIFELOCK. And you'll get 10% off just by mentioning the promo code Hannity. That's LifeLock.com or 1-800-LIFELOCK, promo code Hannity.
Over the river and through the woods, here come the newest Polaris models just in time for the holidays at Polaris Fun Center. During the Polaris Holiday Sales Event, get rebates up to $500 and financing as low as 2.99% APR. Take home a Razor S1000 and get a $500 rebate. Grab a legendary Sportsman 570 and save $500. Or a new Ranger XP900 and haul home an easy $500. During the Polaris Holiday Sales Event at Polaris Fun Center, 1.5 miles north of Villa Maria on Texas Avenue, where they sell and service fun, not tractors.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, 628. Got a follow-up on us? Hello?
What?
Do you have a follow-up on that?
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
Thank you.
The mass killing that you talked about?
Yes. Okay, I apologize, folks. All right, okay. Station nightclub fire. Now, this place was called The Station. That was the name of the nightclub.
Right. Okay.
Occurred on Thursday, February 20th, 2003, West Warwick, Rhode Island, killed 100 people and injured 230. Now, the fire was caused by pyrotechnics sent off by the tour manager by Great White.
Great White.
So it ignited the plastic foam used as sound insulation in the walls and ceilings.
Yeah.
And the toxic smoke, heat, and the resulting human crush towards the main exit killed 100, 230 were injured, and another 132 escaped.
Yeah, I did not pick up on the Great White Head. I heard that.
Oh,
then yeah, I could have confirmed
okay.
that because I remember when that happened. That was
wow.
it was a bad, bad deal.
Getting things started that's off on crazy. A happy note this
yeah.
morning.
Yeah. Okay.
I blame myself.
Well, that's it. No, it's okay. We talked about the rapper and the 81-year-old in Florida, so that's okay.
Yeah.
Wash
yeah,
our
true,
ears
true.
Out with that, so everything's better. All right, let's have. Oh, we can't. Yeah, we'll have a look at the weather right now ahead of the news. It's 58, by the way, and it feels like 58 because we got northeast winds, and they're going to be gusted. And we've already had the high, so if you missed it, then that's fine. It's probably about 68 degrees. But look for showers coming up today as this stuff passes through, and we'll check in a little while. But the rain that I looked at earlier this morning is pretty light. It just has to do with this wind shift we've got. So north winds at 10 to 20, gusting up to 25 miles an hour, and the chance of rain at 60%. About a tenth of an inch of rain is all that we'll get. But it's just the overall change in what we have that'll go on today. 40% chance of rain tonight with a low of 41. Now tomorrow, probably not going to be really nice to be outside if you don't have to be. A high of 46 with north winds at 5 to 10, and 80% chance of rain, and we could get up to an inch of rain tomorrow. So tomorrow, not very nice. 60% chance of rain tomorrow night and a low of 39. And then on Thursday, while we may not have rain, the clouds will decrease. That'll mean it'll be a little cooler at night. We'll do probably 53 and 35. And then Friday night, 38 is going to be our low. Sunshine, and starts to climb a little bit when we get towards Saturday. But the next few days, just really not going to be very nice out there.
Jennifer Kishinko with your money now. The Trump administration's interim director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says he has frozen the agency's collection of personal information due to cybersecurity concerns, a step in changing policies criticized by the financial industry. Mick Mulvaney, who is splitting his time as acting CFPB director and the White House's budget chief, says the decision is part of his effort to improve the agency's data security program. Starbucks is about to open its biggest location ever, this one in Shanghai. The chain says the 30,000-square-foot roastery will be the first fully immersive coffee experience in Asia, combining coffee appreciation with a state-of-the-art augmented reality system. The roastery features three wood-carved bars, one of which is 88 feet long and the longest Starbucks coffee bar in the world. Crude oil down 28 cents at $57.19 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures indicating a mixed open this morning. That's your money now.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we'll name a star after anyone on your gift list. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333, or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It is 64 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast that keeps getting cooler. Coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station police responded to the Enclave Apartments on Holloman Drive last night at 9 for a robbery. According to the CSPD news release, the victim was walking through the courtyard area when three black men took his phone away. The suspects tried to take his backpack, but he was able to hold on to it while being punched in the head and body. The suspects fled the scene in an unknown direction. The victim refused medical treatment at the scene. Most of the time and most of the questions Congressman Bill Flores fielded last night at the second of two electronic town hall meetings dealt with federal tax reform.
Mom and pop business on Main Street, they're saying, hey, I get to expense the new equipment I buy, or I get to use this new pass-through rate of 9% or 25%. That's huge for me as a small business person. Or I've had the multinational companies in the district say, hey, we're going to start bringing back money that we've got overseas because now it's more beneficial for us to invest in the United States because we're competitive.
Flores guarantees there will be some Democrats who will vote for the final tax reform bill.
The Democrats have done a really good job. They fought. But if you're going to ask them for a simple choice, do you want to cut taxes on working class American families or do you want to keep the current broken tax code? That's a pretty simple decision to make.
Flores says he favors the Senate's plan for keeping tuition discounts and waivers for graduate students, but he is opposed to the Senate waiting until 2019 to start new corporate tax rates. He is also opposed to the Senate's plan to end many tax benefits for families in 10 years. A Texas A&M professor is urging Congress to approve a proposal to pay off student loan debt for new veterinarians taking care of large animals in rural areas. Vet Services Professor Dan Posey says they do more than you might think.
The incentive to have veterinary diagnosticians, epidemiologists, food animal food inspection services.
Dr. Posey says the current shortage is the result of dwindling opportunities and less economic growth in rural areas. The proposal calls for giving $25,000 a year for up to 3 years to qualified vets. The congressman representing the Corpus Christi area says he'll take out a personal loan to repay the federal government for settling a sexual harassment claim. Blake Farenhold told KRIS television that he did not do anything wrong, but he also does not want taxpayers to be on the hook. Politico first reported Farenhold used $84,000 in taxpayer money. While the hiring of Jimbo Fisher drew no comments by the Board of Regents before yesterday's 8-0 vote, there was praise for the selection of the new president of Prairie View A&M. System Chancellor John Sharp was congratulated on what was called an extraordinary hire of Ruth Simmons by Regents Chairman Charles Schwartz of Houston.
A person who has had substantial national experience in educational circles, former president of Brown University, returning to Texas and willing to take over leadership of Prairie View A&M University is a remarkable accomplishment on your part.
Dr. Simmons, who has been the interim president since July, spent 11 years as president at Brown and has also served on the boards at Rice, Princeton, and Howard Universities. For the first time, a San Marcos police officer has been shot and killed in the line of duty.
Ken's a hero. He worked just about every day off to provide for his kids. And because, you know, he knows that we're shorthanded, we need the help.
Police Chief Chase Stapp says Ken Copeland, on his day off, was serving a warrant when he was hit by several rounds. Copeland, who was on the force 19 years, was wearing body armor. The suspect was shot and is expected to recover. There will never be a no-hug policy in the Grimes County Sheriff's Office.
The declaration made by Sheriff Don Sewell on his Facebook page has been shared more than 100 times. The post is in response to a ban initiated by another Texas sheriff. Sewell says, as a gentleman raised by my mother, she would be awfully disappointed to hear that I implemented a no-hug policy, as I and most people I know come from an atmosphere that hugs are legal, as well as laughter. Sewell says hugs will continue unless the recipient prefers a handshake, which he says is sometimes the case. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
There's a new hazard on Bryan's Briarcrest Golf Course. Sunday, during the midnight hour, Bryan police determined an SUV traveled more than 200 yards from the parking lot to where it crashed into a creek near the 11th hole. According to the arrest report, 21-year-old Jean Yasudas of College Station told police she was new to driving. She said three red Solo cups found in the vehicle containing beer belonged to her friends. Yasudas was taken to jail following field tests where her breath test measured an alcohol level above the legal limit at .108. She is out of jail after posting bond following her arrest for DWI. And if you're a fan of Bluebell's Christmas ice cream, you waited too long this year.
The flavor Christmas Cookies hits store shelves on October 23rd. It's described as a sugar-flavored ice cream loaded up with chocolate chip, snickerdoodle, and sugar cookies, also red sprinkles and green icing swirl. But just a few days ago, Bluebell confirmed the holiday treat is sold out. The company says it didn't anticipate the flavor selling so quickly, and it's not making any more for the rest of the year. Amanda Guerra, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 6:38. It's 64 degrees. You can call or text us this morning. That number is 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Ill advice number 70. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. But does it really? Protect yourself from ill advice. CHI St. Joseph Health primary care physicians know how to get you to a better state of health with same-day or next-day appointments and access to leading medical specialists. Do apples make a difference? Unmask the whole truth and schedule an appointment today at chistjoseph.org/illadvice.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
David Gardner's has a sale-abration going on. It's 2 days. It'll be December the 8th and 9th. Of course, the store opens at 10 in the morning, closes 6 each day. but you'll have special savings going on December 8th and 9th. For those 2 days, get special holiday pricing on the inventory that they've got right now. And you'll enjoy 20% off for in-stock diamond bands, gold jewelry, and this is something that they don't do often at all, 15% off David Gardner designs and 25% off in-stock diamond classic pieces like studs and more. So, you know, if you're looking for a can't-miss gift, clearly diamond studs would work, and right now you've got the discount pricing. Go to davidgardners.com to davidgardnersjewelers.com and get more information. But again, 2 days and 2 days only, the 8th and the 9th, it's the celebration that's going on. Go to davidgardnersjewelers.com or, heck, just stop in at the store. 911 University.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Subway, Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtor, Cherry Rufino Realtors, and Team Ford of Navasota.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's 641. Good morning. Let's do weather. It's brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community. We're serving members' needs as their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today at 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Here we are.
Cloudy and breezy day with temperatures near 70 degrees this morning, but as the day goes on, a few showers and thunderstorms may head our way with a cold front tracking into the region. That'll start to push the temperatures down. Scattered showers, breezy tonight, 40 to 45. Much cooler for tomorrow, cloudy with the chance of a shower, highs 45 to 50. Tomorrow night there could be a shower, 35 to 40. Lots of clouds Thursday, highs 55 to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Jimbo Fisher announces the Aggies' new head coach. Actually not announced, he was introduced yesterday as the Aggies' new head coach. When asked if he thinks he'll be able to fit in here in the Lone Star State, Fisher says he's got all the redeeming qualities.
I'm a tobacco chewer, and I have a boot. And I wear my boots, and I shoot my guns, and I throw my fishing rod.
There you go.
I grew up on horses.
So there you go. Ag's got him a cowboy. We'll hear a little bit more from Jimbo Fisher coming up, as well as Athletic Director Scott Woodward and President Michael K. Young. Also, we'll look forward to Aggie men's hoops game tonight against Arizona. Now, the Wildcats have been slumping of late, but they were ranked at number 2 earlier this year, as high as number 2. So we'll hear from big man Tyler Davis coming up, as well as the NBA. All that more coming up in sports.
You know, you mentioned that. I was over on an Arizona website this morning, and all of their sports writers have picked the Aggies to win.
Oh, really?
I'm listening to a Clip Howard yesterday, and the RPI, is that what they call
yeah.
it, right?
Yep.
A&M's number 2 in the nation.
Yep, behind wow. Duke. It's amazing.
You know?
Wow.
And if they win this one,
yeah.
I mean, they got some cupcakes then. And they get on to
which
play.
Sometimes are the scariest games yeah. when oh, yeah. you are ranked that yeah. high.
Well, it's like last week when they were taking on UT Rio Grande Valley, they didn't really look very good.
Yeah.
They came on late. They actually started out with a 16-0 lead, and then they more or less kind of just coasted, it seemed like, and then they picked it up at the very end of the game. But it should be a good game. I don't think they're going to be overlooking Arizona just because they've been slumping at all.
But, yeah, if they win that and, you know, you get on into beginning the SEC, you know, they will play the best team in America
mm-hmm.
3-on-5. You heard about Alabama playing Minnesota,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I did.
The entire bench. Did you hear about this, Chelsea?
No, I didn't.
The entire bench gets kicked out of the ball game.
Oh, wow.
Because they left the bench.
Oh,
and by
oh.
rule, they have to. That leaves them with
oh,
5.
Oh.
Then a guy got injured. And then a guy fouled out.
Oh, my gosh.
And they finished the game
uh-huh.
3-on-5. They lost to Minnesota,
wow.
but 3-on-5.
Which That's nuts.
Minnesota's not bad. Baby Patino's
no,
got them rolling pretty
yeah,
good.
They're
so.
Not. But
wow.
Yeah, so and that's who A&M you know, plays early on in the SEC.
Right, okay.
So we'll see how that huh. works out.
And Avery Johnson's got them ranked.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
should be
does.
A good one.
It will be. All right, so, you know, I know we're going to have a lot of Jimbo.
Yep.
You know, now – I know that he resonated with a lot of Aggs when he said, you know, I got my gun and I got my rod and reel, but, you know, some folks over there may not like that idea very much. I'm just saying.
Why not?
Well, just saying. There's nothing wrong with that. Some people don't like that outdoor stuff.
He's a big outdoorsman. He's originally from West Virginia.
Yeah, yeah.
Which it seems there's a lot of really good head football coaches originally from West Virginia.
At least they've got something to celebrate.
You know what? The part of that is from West Virginia.
Correct. They were smart enough to leave.
Yeah, they left.
Wow.
They did that.
What have you got against West Virginia, Chelsea?
It's got some beautiful places, but some that are really
I don't know. I've never been.
I haven't either.
It's got the ugliest state capital in America.
Oh, okay, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, it's got a nasty old river that runs through it. It's a nasty old river. But anyway.
Nasty old river.
Here's one thing we can say for Texas A&M's coach, and that is that he knows the mascot.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, did you hear about Herm Edwards?
I heard about it, okay. And I watched it this morning.
Okay, so Herm is taking questions.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Herm's 63.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? And been out of coaching a while.
And 63, I mean, your mind starts
Exactly. You know it. So he was wearing the proper colors, at least. He did have on a maroon tie, and he had the little pitchfork thing in his lapel. But the deal was, okay, you ask a question of the coach, but before you do, you tell them what media outlet you're from.
Correct.
So here we go.
Football unites my soul. Yeah. I'm on the train, and I'm going to ride it. And I'll be coaching football, by the way. That's what I do. I coach football.
Now, I think the music wasn't the original. Okay, now, all right. So now the one I'm looking for, though. Have you got it? I had it a minute ago.
I don't have it.
No,
I can break it down for you.
No. It's okay. I'll find it. I've got.
I retweeted it.
Retweeted
Twitter.
What?
Retweeted the question.
Well, then
the
pull
question.
It up.
Hold on. Here we go.
Yeah, pull it back up because I did have it, but then I got that. All right, go.
Hold on.
Here we go. Here we go.
Code Rubino, Devil's Digest.
Devil's Digest, huh?
Yes, sir.
Where are you located, my man?
Right here in Tempe.
Okay, Devil's Digest. Okay. I'm Catholic now. I'm a Christian. Watch out, them devils. Just saying.
Well, you can see,
we're good, brother. We're
you can
good.
See devils all over the place.
I ain't
so.
Taking it personal.
See, when you read the headline, it says, you know, Herm Edwards forgets that the Sun Devils are Arizona State's mascot, which it wasn't as awkward when I watched the video as I thought it was going to be. Yeah. I thought he was just going to completely blank when someone asked him or something.
That's
kind of
what I thought would happen.
So, I mean, he's just trying to do that, you know, kind of old man dad joke and kind of trying to, like, just give the guy a hard time. And so I can't say that he straight up forgot that that was their mascot.
He did. It was a joke, but it wasn't a good joke.
Right.
And unfortunately for Twitter, sarcasm doesn't go over well via social media.
Yeah, it doesn't. But that's fine. He'll be, and he may be great. He may.
He's not going to be good.
Oh, okay.
He's not.
But it
be
is
good.
Funny because all of his buddies on ESPN are just talking about how it's the greatest hire ever, and you know Herm is so great. And I'm like, yeah, that's great that he's been in broadcasting for the last 10 years.
They're probably
and you guys
glad
love
to
him.
Get him to shuffle out of the studio.
Well, you know, he's everything that you understand. He's a very motivational guy.
Great. Uh-huh.
You know, you can hear him and you listen to him speak and you're thinking, this guy is awesome. And there is room for that. And I think he could make a lot of money. I'm sure he already did being a motivational speaker. But the way that they've got this set up is so weird.
They're keeping all of their assistant coaches.
They're keeping all the assistant coaches under Todd Graham. So basically they fired their head coach.
Yeah.
But they kept all his assistants because, you know, it was just the head coach the reason why they weren't as good as they wanted to be.
Sure, exactly. That's always the way.
They announced a new leadership model be similar to an NFL approach using a general manager structure.
Uh-huh.
A collaborative approach to managing the ASU football program includes sport and administrative divisions. It's just weird.
Yeah, it is. That's very odd.
They're trying to treat it like it's an NFL program. It's not.
Okay, see how that works out. They should have brought Leach in.
Should have.
Leach, I don't know where Leach is going. He needs to go someplace.
Arkansas or Tennessee.
Arkansas would be great.
I honestly think one of those will pick him up.
That'd be fun. 6:49.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
You brought them in on a whim a few days ago when it got so cold. Now you're wondering how you and those big tropical plants are going to survive the winter together inside your house. You just couldn't stand to see them freeze, but now you're not sure that you have the room nor the inclination to minister to their needs for the next several months. What can you do? We'll be back with details. Winter tender loving care for tropicals right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Want to save some money on it? First book, regular price $31.95 plus tax and postage. Second and third book sent to the same address, only $26.95. It makes a wonderful gift. Remember, this book is not in stores, it's not on Amazon, and it is not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. This book is a quarter century newer. The one reference book that'll cover everything you need. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Every book goes out of my office, and every book goes out signed, personally inscribed if you wish. Remember, for a limited time, $31.95 for the first book, $26.95 for the second and third. 800-752-GROW. Call 9 to 5 weekdays. 800-752-4769 or at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. So if you have large overgrown tropicals you're trying to overwinter inside your house, start by reshaping them to reduce their overall size. You can remove 25 or 30% of many types of plants' growth and still leave enough foliage intact to let them survive and resume growth come spring. Get them into the brightest spot in your house. That might be a west-facing window, or it could be near a glass door. You just don't want to tuck them into a dark corner and expect them to survive the winter without complications. And the garage is not an option. It's too cold. It's too dark. Cut back on the water and nutrients that you give overwintering tropicals inside until better growing conditions return in the spring. Your goal is pretty much to maintain them status quo for the next 3 or 4 months. It helps if you also keep them out of warm drafts because heat stimulates growth. Watch for insects that accumulate on plants indoors. Freed of natural outdoor predators, pests like whiteflies, mealybugs, and spider mites may proliferate on susceptible plants. If you find them, ask your nurseryman for the most appropriate and effective remedy. Lack of adequate light is the most common cause of houseplant failure indoors. Now, granted, it's often tied to overwatering, but the plants probably would be able to use up the water if conditions were bright enough for them to grow actively. People ask about using artificial lighting overhead, but that's really not a practical solution for plants that normally do best in sunny locations outdoors. University plant physiology growth chambers have banks of light surrounding their plants, not the one lone bulb you were considering. It's far better that you simply keep the plants in the brightest spot that you have and know that you're doing all that you can. What about a greenhouse? If you really enjoy growing tropical plants year-round, then you might want to consider some type of a structure in your backyard. There are a lot of us who can't imagine a winter without one. It's probably easiest just to attach it as a lean-to off the garage, or you could add an arched garden room off one of your house's living spaces. Of course, check with the city to make sure it's up to code. Bougainvilleas are probably the plant most commonly brought indoors over the winter. They're compelling tropicals, but they really fade when temperatures drop below the mid-40s. If you have a suitable spot for them, you can save them through the cold, but they're big, aggressive plants. They have thorns. It may be better to buy a new one in the spring. Tropical hibiscus plants are aptly named. They also like warm conditions. Keep them in bright light. I'm Neil Sperry, protecting your investment in tools in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Good morning at 6:53. The new head man is in Aggieland. Jimbo Fisher was introduced yesterday as Texas A&M's new head football coach.
I always tell our players this, change is inevitable. Growth is optional. We want to grow. We want to live in vision. I think when you live in vision, if you can't see it, you can never achieve it. I can see what we can be. I have a vision of what we can be. We will chip away and take the things away that don't help that vision. We will increase the things that help that vision, and try to take Texas A&M where it should be, at the top of the college football world. I think everything is here. It's an exciting time to be at Texas A&M, and I'm extremely proud to be your coach.
Fisher comes to Aggieland from 8 years at Florida State, where he helped lead the Seminoles to an 83-23 overall record and a national championship in 2013. Now, originally from West Virginia, Fisher was asked why he was a good cultural fit in the Lone Star State.
I'm a tobacco chewer, and I have a boot. And I wear my boots, and I shoot my guns, and I throw my fishing rod. I grew up on horses.
So the Aggies got him a cowboy in some ways. Now, Fisher credited his relationship with Texas A&M Athletics Director Scott Woodward as a big reason for his move. The two met back at LSU in 2000. Still, Woodward says the process wasn't easy.
Oh, it's always difficult, you know, to get a quality coach who's at a very stable place is a heavy lift. And, you know, it takes so much and to have such strong backing from a president, a chancellor, and a board of regents who just want excellence. And so when you have that going for you, you're an advantage. But hey, I had a lot of sleepless nights, I can assure you of that.
Fisher's contract is one of the biggest in college football at 10 years, $75 million guaranteed. Now, of course, that's a lot of money, and President Michael Young says he understands the angst surrounding it.
Anytime I spend money on behalf of this university, there's a lot of nervousness. That's certainly true of a coach. It's true when I hire an administrator. It's true when I hire a professor. It's true when we give scholarship money. We feel a real responsibility. None of this is state money. None of this is tuition money. But nevertheless, still a real responsibility to ensure that we're spending it in a place that really brings the kind of excellence to this institution that the institution deserves.
Now, for more sights and sounds from yesterday's big press conference, of course, you can head over to our website, WTAW.com. The new AP men's basketball poll is out, and the Aggies are up two spots to number 7. And the Maroon and White, who sit at 7-0 on the year, are in Phoenix this evening to take on powerhouse Arizona. Now, the Wildcats were ranked as high as number 2 earlier in the season, but have been slumping of late. Still, big man Tyler Davis says they're dangerous.
I mean, it's still a big game. They're still really talented. They have great players, and they're still going to be a great challenge for us. We're not taking them lightly just because they lost 3 games. You know, they're still the same, whatever rank they were, 1, 2, whatever, to us. So we're looking to go in there and play the number 2 team in the country as they were previously.
Tip-off between the Aggies and Wildcats is tonight at 8 o'clock with broadcast right here on WTAW. In the professional game, Harrison Barnes scored 22 points and pulled down 10 rebounds as the Dallas Mavericks topped the Denver Nuggets last night 122-105.
I just try to get out and get easier shots. I feel like, you know, a lot of times throughout the season we've had to just grind for everything. And I think it was great to just get out early. Dennis was leading the charge in terms of, you know, getting some layups. You know, Dirk getting some easy shots, Wes getting some easy shots, just kind of loosening up the defense, and then from there we were able to get into our stuff.
That's Barnes after the win. Meanwhile, Rudy Gay recorded his first double-double as a Spur with 12 points and 10 rebounds as San Antonio edged Detroit 96-93. And out on the ice, the Dallas Stars go for their 6th straight win tonight as they play host to the Nashville Predators at 7:30. And that's been your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Black politicians, some roofing companies tell you things that just aren't so. Like, we've been in business since 1995. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there's nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
AggielandHelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Shirley, it's your one-year review.
I'm Doris, and it's my 5-year review.
Right, so profits are down.
Dave, you just got a huge bonus.
Says who?
You, in an email to the whole company twice.
Look, it's not about me, it's about you. How are you doing?
Fine.
Great, I think we're done here, Dennis. Next!
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect, one who's looking for great and local talent at AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
American Lube Centers, fast, friendly
Service, now celebrating 9 years in business. Hi, this is Debbie with American Lube Centers. Come check out our anniversary specials at Tower Point and College Station. Let us clean up your vehicle for the upcoming holidays. You don't want your family to see a dirty car. To thank you, we are slashing our pricing so every car can get dressed up for the holidays. Need an oil change? Get a free car wash. American Lube Centers, our priority is you. Every customer, every vehicle, now 9 years in business.
Shop local first.
When you're shopping for Christmas, remember to shop local first. Our local businesses support all sorts of community projects. They also provide jobs. They pay the taxes that pay for police and fire. And when you're shopping out of town, you're paying for somebody else's parks. The stations of Bryan Broadcasting ask you to look around here first. It's fun, it's fast, and it's where our jobs are.
Not much rain this morning as the front goes through, but winds will be gusting. It's 56 degrees with winds out of the north at 20. 41 tonight, 39 tomorrow night. So there you go. Again, 56 WTAW College Station Bryan. It's 7 o'clock.